Joe's Need to Know News. On Saturday morning, there was a shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The attacker killed 20 people and injured 26 more. A 21-year-old male was responsible. He was apprehended. He was apprehended shortly after and arrested. Now, the FBI, they're investigating this shooting as an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime, but no charges have been filed yet. The suspect published a white nationalist manifesto online before the attacks went down with anti-immigration statements. He was saying a lot of different things, saying that, like, you know, he didn't want Mexicans to come to our country. And we'll get more details about it, but that's the early reporting on that. Then, less than 24 hours later on Saturday night at 1:05 a.m., there was another mass shooting, but this one happened in Dayton, Ohio, outside of a bar. 9 people there were killed, and at least 27 others were injured. The 24-year-old male shooter was killed by police within a minute of the first shots being fired. And I hate talking about this. The one thing I will say, like, I saw some video of the Dayton thing, and these men and women, I know are all police perfect? No. Is anybody in the world perfect? No. There's always a bad apple here and there, but police get so much crap for all that they do wrong, according to people. But to see these men and women run towards this guy with a gun and to save, who knows how many other people could have been taken down within a minute, just, I don't have the courage to do that.
I mean, every day they put on that uniform, they're risking their lives for our safety, and it's incredible. It's so scary, too. Like, I know people that live in Dayton, Ohio, who go to, yeah, because there's Miami University, which is a college there.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, and so a lot of people from my hometown have gone to Miami University and then end up staying in Dayton. So it's just so crazy to think something like that can happen so close to where you're from.
It can happen anywhere they'll live. That's the thing that, unfortunately live with. Now, do you know if I told you who Neil deGrasse Tyson, would you know who that is?
No, I know what the show Degrassi is.
No, nothing to do with that. This guy is an astrophysicist. I guarantee you've probably seen him before. I guarantee, if you Google real quick, Neil deGrasse Tyson, so you can see who I'm talking about. But I respect science, but I guess one of those people that was a little more upset by what he said. But it is factually true.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of got like a little fro. Yeah. He tweeted out after these shootings happened. He said, in the past 48 hours, the U.S. horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across 48 hours, we lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. Now, data-wise, he is correct. The shooting is a smaller number than everything else that happened in 48 hours that he presented, but I don't even think you can compare the two. It's way more than just data. It's way more than that. And a lot of people were upset with him. Smash Mouth even chimed in saying, F you and your data.
I mean, just because other people die from other causes doesn't mean that those lives that we lost this weekend due to gun violence doesn't mean anything. Now, it's still as horrific and sad.
Yeah, and the president's supposed to speak today, so we might hear some more about that. But I know it seems like, what's that going to do, Joe? But thoughts and prayers. I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what else you can do, Liv.
But I
definitely pray for anybody involved going through a tough time like that, a tragedy, senseless. So thoughts and prayers, that's all I can send right now, and that's what I'm doing. Netflix, they introduced something that my wife is going to make me sign today, a co-watching contract for couples.
What?
Yeah, we got in an argument this weekend. I'm glad we're fighting about dumb stuff and not serious stuff.
Right.
It's like, we're getting
silver
divorced.
Silver lining.
Yes, that's the positivity. No, they introduced a co-watching contract for couples who binge-watch television shows together. Now, in this contract, the two parties must agree to not fall asleep while watching. Well, I'm already violating that one. Also, Liv, when you're binge-watching a show, both parties can't view episodes without the other person present to also watch. Now, what if my wife is present with me and falls asleep and I want to keep on watching?
That's what my boyfriend does all of the time, Jewel Daddy. I fall asleep anywhere, all of the time, just every day. And he will continue watching. And also, he is such a hypocrite because he gets so mad at me when I continue a show that he's probably already seen. But he'll watch shows without me all the time. And I'm like, you're such a hypocrite.
Let's see. What else? There's a few more there. You also, if you come across a spoiler alert, you cannot share it with the other person. You have to be quiet. I wouldn't ruin that. I'd be cool with that.
No,
but
see, I like things to get spoiled. I like to know what's going to happen before it happens. But my boyfriend and also like my best friend and my sister, all three of them refuse to spoil things for me. And I'm like, come on. I want to know.
Now, I don't know if you saw this, Liv, because Liv the Web Girl loves sports. She's probably the biggest sports fan on the show. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, does this name sound familiar? Nathan Patterson?
Yeah.
What do you know about
him? Is that a football player?
No. Okay. See, here, I'm glad I got something Liv didn't know about. Maybe you saw this pork chop. A couple of weeks ago, a guy named Nathan Patterson was just your typical baseball fan. He was hanging out at a Colorado Rockies game.
Uh-huh.
During his time at Coors Field, he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna warm up my arm. I want to see how fast I can throw.
Ah, yeah. I heard this story.
Okay. This is a cool story. Now, he did like the fast pitch, and in the radar, they thought it was broken at first because this guy threw 96 miles per hour.
Holy cow.
Back in high school, he used to play baseball. Then he got injured. And recently, he's been focusing on conditioning. And he's been playing like in a rec baseball league. So he's up there. He's throwing like 94, 95. And he hits 96 a couple of times. His friend, just like we would for Instagram or Snapchat's, recording the video. And they put it online. Somehow, some way, the people from the Oakland Athletics, so not Colorado Rockies, but the Oakland Athletics baseball team, saw it. 2 weeks later, he has signed out to a Major League Baseball contract.
No way!
This is like rookie of the year, guys.
Oh my gosh, it's literally a movie, but in real life. Wow, all with the power of like Instagram or Snapchat, wherever it was.
What we got to do now, like for us, we have to go to the Indianapolis Indians. We have to go there and do it. We have to send like Lenny Bree. I don't know if he plays any sports or not, but we got to send him out to like an Astros game or something. We have to see if one of us can go professional.
I definitely can't. I cannot. I'll tell you that right now. I have a lot of strengths. One of them is not my upper body.
Now, today, guys, is a special day. Finally wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News. National Underwear Day.
Hmm. Nice.
How many pairs of underwear do you think you guys own? Like, what's a normal number?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
10?
I don't even know where to begin. 10? I don't know. I feel like that's not a lot.
I wish I owned 10.
All right. I don't know. I don't want to talk about Liv's panties, but pork chop, let's do some bro underwear talk real quick. Do you have like whitey tidies?
No.
Do you have boxer briefs?
I wear boxer briefs during the day and boxers at night.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't wear anything
at
night.
I did that.
Wow, Liv. Boxer briefs are more supportive. You know what I mean? They keep things in place. I like that.
I will say, I'm not joking. I probably own 30 sports bras.
Wow.
All right, well, that is technically underwear for your body, but I was talking about your...
I know.
I forgot to say, wear chafe-free boxer briefs.
Oh, nice.
Did they realize you had such a...
going through?
It wicks out moisture and locks in cool air.
Nice. Those sound expensive.
Why am I stuck now thinking about pork chop chafing and having moisture issues? This is the worst way to wrap up Joe's Need to Know News ever. Hey, you can check it out online. We'll probably put a swipe up link too. Just give us a follow on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.